Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you jab. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dawg. SinCity.Truth.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Truth.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers. Let's say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. I got people in the studio there. They ain't clowning, man. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm on the air.
I'm trying to worry about a pole. Is this a pole?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. I'm in the studio, man. I got my little sister in the studio with me, and she in here clowning right now.
So it's like a
dude got a pole and he's dead.
She tripped because I got a pole in my bedroom, man. That wasn't for her to see any damn way.
Okay.
What's going on, people? Hey, right, welcome to another edition of CSC. This is your boy Cash chilling down Judy Jai with my man Father Time, what's cracking?
What's up, man?
Get off the damn pole. I'm trying to keep my sister off the pole. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to keep my sister off the pole.
I think we got a liquor store here, man.
Liquor store, what's happening?
What's going on, yeah?
What's going on? I'm trying to keep my sister off the pole. This is what I'm trying to do.
Tell her she's about the last person you really want to see on that thing.
Exactly. You're the last person I want to see slide down my pole.
Damn, who is
gonna
slide down?
I did not. You.
What's up, Father Time?
Get off the pole. Little sister, get off the pole.
Strip a pole her income.
What's going on, y'all?
Father Time just ignored me.
I'm sorry, babe. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. I was drinking some pop.
Oh, I said, what's going on?
I'm just chilling like a real.
Okay.
Cooling back and relaxing.
We never with pop.
As usual. We're going to talk about family tonight.
I might seem a little distracted, but I literally got my I literally got my little sister swinging. No, get off the pole. Oh, God. Video's coming soon, y'all. I'm going to video her ass. I'm going to video her ass swinging on this damn pole.
Get off the...
I'm cool with that. I don't need to see that.
Exactly. This is what I don't want to see my sister on the pole. There's nothing sexy about my sister.
I'm practicing.
You're not practicing in front of me. Get off of my pole. I don't give a damn. By your own. By your own. No, I keep it clean. Now get off my pole. Thank you. All right, y'all. Welcome. I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm gonna finish it.
The show must go on. I'm sorry, y'all. We had a little, difficulties right here, but nevertheless, what's going down?
All right, man. It's Christmas time, man. I want to get in Christmas spirit. I'm gonna start with you, Nick Stone. What's your fondest memory of Christmas? Growing up as a kid.
I guess sitting around the table with the family, just some good food and some good, I was a kid, so their conversation was good. Watching the grown folks play Deer Wish,
That's your fondest memory?
No, my fondest memory is my legs to the ceiling and I'm sliding down the stripper pole on my back.
All right, I am so sorry, y'all. I am sorry. I got my little sister in the studio with me. And,
I'm trying to practice.
You're not practicing on my pole. That's it.
I don't want to practice on your pole.
Thank you. Okay. Back to the show, y'all. I'm sorry, Lickso. I'm sorry for the interruption, but... finish what you said, babe. Finish what you said.
No, he asked me what my fondest memory was, and, I said sitting around the table with the family, to some good food, and then after the food is ate and, the love is spread, then the grown folks play Big Whist and, kids playing with toys, That's a good time.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Check this out, dog. Hey, you remember back in the day, man, we used to, nigga get they little toys and shit, come down to each other's crib, see what who got.
Right.
I mean, shit, we used to always have a little fun, though. You know what I'm saying? Get the motherfucking toys and shit or whatever we got, shit, come down to each other's house, see what who got.
Zach got all the toys over here. He got
deer doors. Oh,
he got
Nintendo.
He got the music
going.
Damn, bro.
You're
about to knock me out the
damn window. I'm going to throw you out the window in a second. Get off the pole. I'm sorry, y'all. Can you take over for me just for a hot second?
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Okay. So you say your funnest memory is listening to hanging out with the grown folk.
Well, I grew up an only child, so that was really my only option. I had my little friends in the building that we stayed in and whatnot.
I'm motherfucking heavyweight champion of the world.
On this one trading thing too, or whatever you want to call it. But mostly just being with the family.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what my fun. I got two memories from Christmas. One of them was when my my stepfather bought us an Atari 2600. You remember those?
I sure do.
We was the first ones in the projects with Atari 2600. That shit was dope. Miss Pac-Man on that motherfucker, that shit was dope.
I remember Santa Claus coming through the chimney talking about ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Come on, man. Control that, dog.
All right, man. I'm trying to. My sister, she's in the studio with me, man.
You better believe it.
And let her know you on the show, man.
One minute.
Liquor store, you still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right,
now
what was the other game? You remember Ping Pong and Centipede?
Yeah.
On the
Centipede was a shit.
Centipede was that deal.
That motherfucker was dope in the arcade.
Right.
Anybody and mama wanted to play Centipede or Galaga, which was my best
game. Oh, yeah, Galaga
was
it. You know what? I got Galaga on my iPhone right now. And Commando. You remember Commando?
Yeah.
I know that was a Nintendo game, but that was good shit.
Where you going?
I like the last person in the world to get a Nintendo, a regular Nintendo. When I got one, it was like the happiest day of my life.
Well, now you say you hang around the grown folks. Now, I'm pretty sure everybody got one, but you got that drunk uncle?
Oh, homie, let me tell you. mine surpasses the drunk uncle. It was my stepfather and my granddaddy, and they would sit around, and they get to drinking and talking shit. And the next thing you know, somebody was calling the other one an imbecile. Not a moron, not a creep, not a jerk, but they called each other imbecile. Well, you're an imbecile. No, you're an imbecile. That shit was the funniest thing on earth to watch my stepdaddy and my granddaddy argue.
Over an imbecile? That's the
alcohol. And it wasn't just no regular shit. They was on that Carlos Rossi, man, that Pisano, the red wine, that thick red wine. You know, I didn't know nothing about it then, but I remember that big-ass jug. You can't forget that jug.
Yeah, that motherfucker was big as hell. Big and round.
Big and round. And heavy.
Big and round.
And my granddaddy drank Fleshman's gin, boy. Soon as we pull up, somebody got to go on the liquor store run. My granddaddy got the little $2, $3. And give me a cup. Don't forget to give me a cup.
Okay. What's that, Janine?
Nothing much.
What's your fondest memory of Christmas growing up as a kid, other than playing in coffins?
I guess before my brothers and sisters came, when all the gifts were for me.
That's they call that selfish.
You share my fondest memory.
You were that little kid that used to stand next to the little cradle, was you? Looking around, see if anybody was looking.
No, I was not.
Okay. Y'all cut into my Christmas time. Y'all got to go.
I mean, I was 7 years older, so, I mean, that's a big gap. You know, I was at the age where I was used to being by myself. I was 7.
All right. Hey, each his own. Each his own. Did you ever, your family got that drunk uncle?
Of course. The drunk uncle, drunk, the murderer.
Murderer?
All of them. The murdering uncle. The uncle don't let your kids go down, uncle, the child molester, uncle. We got all that.
Really? Shit, I ain't trying to join your family.
You know you got that mom like, don't you sit on his lap.
Girl, you sure ain't getting bigger.
No, I don't think we had that kind of uncle.
This done nobody good.
We didn't have that kind of offer on the phone.
Oh, I get it,
man. But we did have that auntie that thought her kids was better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand that shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Your kids ain't no better than everybody else in this damn room. But, you know, she put her kids on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, you know, they couldn't run around and play. They couldn't get dirty. You know what I'm saying? They sit on the couch like mannequins and don't move. Everybody's running around, you know, doing shit that kids, you know, doing shit kids do. They have to just sit there and watch.
Wow.
They can't talk to nobody.
How did they grow up?
Shit, they fucked up today. I mean, they are what you call straight up sadity. You don't even want to be around them. They are fucked up. And then, you know, they had a little bit more money than everybody else. You know what I mean? They fucked up.
I had that uncle and auntie, too. They never had kids. My uncle did. And he married his high school sweetheart. They still married to this day. But he never wanted to be a father. He never knew how to be a father. He never had that desire. So, you know, he was never there for his daughter. And he and my aunt, they just had cats. Well, it started out with one cat. There's now two cats. But he was kind of cool. Like, he gave everybody money for Christmas. I remember one Christmas, we was all over to my grandmama's house, and he gave them this little tree, and every branch had money on it. You know what I'm saying? Nothing no smaller than a 20. It was 20s, 50s, and 100s. And shit, that Christmas, he gave me $50, and I think I was like 8 or 9, so, you know, I thought I was rich.
Shit, your mama spent that shit. Give that goddamn money. $50? What the hell you going to do with $50 at 8? Shit, I'll pay the phone bill.
You're great now.
Thank you, Hey, but check this out, y'all. I got a dilemma. I need some advice from y'all. Alright, well, when I was a little kid, I told myself that if I had kids, they would all be by the same person, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad there was only one. Because, you know, I couldn't have no more with her anyway. But anyway, that's what's happening. The reason I think like that is because when I was 13, you know, my mom and father got divorced when I was 4. Okay? I was 4 years old when they got divorced. When I turned 13, I found out that I had a little brother.
Mm-hmm.
He was 2 years younger than me. So, you know, I did the math. Okay, if I was 4 when they got divorced, that means he cheated on my mama. Because I got a brother that's 2 years younger than me. Where the fuck
they
he come
been
from?
Separated. They could have been separated before then.
In my mind, that motherfucker cheating on my mama and created a kid. Maybe that was the reason they got divorced. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also found out at 13 that I have a sister that's 4 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She's the oldest. The oldest of the whole entire family. But I never found out about it until I was 13. I met her.
Okay.
I seen her once in my life when I was like 14. She lived in Michigan or somewhere over there. And she came to visit my father. Now, her and my father have issues. I don't know what the issues are. He don't talk about it. And I don't really know her to talk to her about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, my dilemma is I have a number, but I don't know if I should call her because I don't really know her. You know what I'm saying? What am I going to say to her? I've seen her once in my whole entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 44. She's 48. I've seen her one time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like 14. What the fuck do I say to her? If I did, you know, I don't even know if I should call. You know, I know she has a daughter that's in her 20s and all of that, but I don't know if I should call. I don't know what to say to her. What should I say? You know, how do you break the ice with your own
sister? And you say, I'm your brother, and I've always wanted to get to know you. That's all.
Hello. I was just calling in to see, you know, how y'all was doing. And it'll open up, the conversation will open itself up.
You think so?
Yeah, I have a
kind of similar, you know, scenario, well, situation, except it's the opposite.
Hold on a second, Luke. So let me, I believe this is Butter.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Everybody say hi to Butter.
Hey, Butter.
How y'all doing tonight?
Fine.
That's good.
Chill like Dennis. Okay, go ahead, Luke Stowe.
Yeah, my father, I'm my mother's only child, but my father has, my biological father, has two other children that are both more than 20 years my junior. They're 20 years younger than me. My little sister, I believe, is 11, something like that. And then I have a little brother who just turned 2.
Goddamn, so, how old is your father? 25?
I believe my dad turned 55 in May.
55 and he pumping out 2-year-olds?
Yeah, I have a 2-year-old little brother. And, you know, it's crazy because my oldest son is 14 and his aunt is younger than him. So, you know what I'm saying? It's one of them weird-ass situations. And my little sister, she always heard about me, but, you know, she had never seen me. I saw her when she was a baby, but, you know, I was never there. They live in South Bend, so I was never there, you know, while she was growing up. Or, you know, during her growing up process. And she would never talk to me on the phone. You know, she'd just sit there and hold the phone. It was just like, and you just have to, you know, let her know who you are. Well, like I said, my situation, she was younger, but just tell her, you know, I'm your brother. And, you know, it's never too late to try to start something, you know, and you'll never know unless you try, because she probably won't take the first step, so maybe you should.
Man, I don't know, man. I mean, she's like 48, you know what I'm saying? I haven't seen her in like 35 years. I don't know what the hell to say. It feels weird to me. Just to me, that shit just feels fucking weird. You know, what do you say to somebody you ain't seen in 35 years?
Oh,
you know, and they
know.
Still mad at your father. You know, she's still mad at our father.
Well,
I don't know what the fuck he did.
Her out.
Huh?
I said, whatever you do, spell her out. You know, see how she is. But, you know, it might be somebody you don't even want in your life.
Yeah, and right then she married. You know, I called her husband, answered, and she's talking about, oh, this is my brother. Your brother? You ain't never told me you had a brother. You know what I'm saying?
Because
mm-hmm.
If the man answer, you know, you take it to him first. Like, you know what I'm saying? Look, yeah, we share a father. I ain't never met her, you know, since I was 14 years old and shit. I'm just trying to reach out to my sister. You go to the man first if the man answer the phone. If they the kind of people that, you know, you do might want in your life, then he should understand and accept it.
Shit. Come on, man. Let's be realistic.
That's
my
realistic.
My mother called my house. I answer the phone, and then he talking about, oh, yeah, this is our long-lost brother. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't never heard of you, neither.
Yo, what's up, man?
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not playing that shit. You know, it could be true. It could be true. I mean, actually, it is true. It's my sister. Could be true. But if she ain't never told this man about us, which I'm pretty sure she hasn't, you know, we haven't talked to him in 30-something fucking years, he ain't going to buy that shit.
Well, hold on, man. I just met my sister for the first time since she was like 6. She's 22 now. I mean, shit, I did just what they said. I called. I'm like, shit, this her brother. I told him who I was, and you know what I'm saying? Hey, we all can meet. you know, and that's what we did.
Yeah, I don't know, man. My sister 48, dude. I ain't seen her since I was 14.
Well, I mean, dog, you know, I mean, at the same time, man, you gotta, dog, if you want to see it, you going to see it. I mean, shit, ain't no other way about it. I mean, we did this, and, I mean, shit, I just walked up. I mean, when they told me, when I finally got a handle on her, where she was at, shit, nigga, I called, shit, hey, she's told me she got a husband, she got two kids. Said, bring everybody over, let everybody meet family. Hey, shit, you family, hell, I told her, meet me at grandma's house. Told her, well, grandma stayed, meet me there, I'll be there, and shit, we met from there, shit, we all been family ever since.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what the fuck to say.
I'll tell you what, man, let's go to a song, man. We're going to come right back to this, all right?
Cool.
She's making me
high. She's a freaky girl.
I know it sounds crazy coming from me,
But Microsoft points, yeah, I mean, that's just like if I had the number to your credit card. Yeah, before I go buy some Microsoft points, yeah, I'm going to ask you, can I buy these points, babe? I really want these points. I'm going to plead my case before I buy Microsoft points, dog.
I did do that, man. I said,
hey. Did she say no?
I'm about to go. No, she didn't. I said, hey, I'm about to go buy me some Microsoft points.
No, that ain't asking her nothing. You didn't ask. You just said, hey,
I'm told her what you was going to go do.
You should
and that doesn't mean that she knew that you were spending the last of your money, does it? Did you tell her, I'm about to go spend the last of my money on some Microsoft points?
If you got
to
spend that
on the credit card. Hold on, I'm going to break it down to y'all. All right, this is the way it went down. I said, hey, babe, I'm about to go buy some Microsoft points. You want me to pick anything up? She said, no. Okay, fine. I went out and I bought the points. When I came back, she had a problem with the amount of points I bought. Not the fact that I bought the points.
I mean, the amount of points I bought.
I mean, cut you off.
You didn't spend over $15 over these points, did you?
Of course he did. 800 points is like $30.
6,000 he spent. He spent whatever amount it costs to get 6,000 points.
Okay, man. I'm gonna tell you right now. Right now, I'm behind in my wrestling game because I need 1,600 points, and I'm behind because I can't get everything I want because I'm behind. I need 1,600 points. But
well,
I don't
know. He should be able to buy some points.
Yeah, can I borrow 1,600 points?
Oh my God, Janine, what is wrong? Like, seriously?
I already scratched those off, dog.
Nah, because I mean, my game. Look, dog, my game was fresh out the package. I got to play in the motherfucking. You know how I am when it comes to wrestling. I'm a wrestling junkie. You know what I'm saying? That's my one weakness, wrestling. And I mean, I got on the motherfucker, I'm online again, and I got the plan, and, you know, to get this and that, I got to have 1,600 points. Well, and I understand I got to have 1,600 points, and it takes a credit card to get the 1,600 points. Okay. But.
Well, you can actually buy them in the store, dog.
Yeah, but I just honestly, dog, feel like it's kind of a little bit too much other stuff, and it's been by it being Christmas time. I ain't gonna be like, hell, I spent $10 on a motherfucker on some beer today. I ain't tripping on that. But
This is what I want to know. Do you still, after having sex, get up and go play your game?
No. No, I don't do that no more.
I would hope not. But okay, no. I mean, if it's not too much to answer, how much do 6,000 points cost?
$87.
$87? You want me to put $100 on points?
And let me guess, they was on sale.
No, that's regular price.
That was the regular price.
Mm. That's regular price. $87 I mean, points, though, on a game?
Okay, could you have spent them $87 on a new pair of pants or a new nice shirt to take her so you can look nice taking her out? Or could you have taken it and brought some extra groceries to put in the house? Or put gas in her car? Could you have used that for cleaning supplies for the house, laundry soap, toilet paper?
We already got food. Cars filled up.
I hear you, but let's just round that off to the man's credit. This is $100 on points.
She better not need nothing extra on Christmas time. She's going to be cussing you out. Cooking Christmas dinner. You know how we need
tree,
something
the tree set up, all of that decoration set up.
Look, she's going to be like, and nigga, I was $87 short.
Okay.
Could have got that extra bag of cheese I need for the macaroni.
You know, could have got a bigger turkey, but you know, we don't have to settle for Cornish hen, because this motherfucker couldn't buy a turkey.
I'm getting that for $15 for points. I feel like $15 is a lot to ask for some points.
Points, like
$7.
Is she gonna come to him on Christmas morning and say, you know what? I was gonna get you that brand new game you wanted, but I was short $87.
Yeah. Hey, I already told her you don't have to give me nothing. That's my Christmas present. I'm cool with that. I need those points, man. I had to have those points. I needed the points.
Hell no.
What the fuck?
Everybody
are you
got their Christmas presents. Christmas
what the fuck
is done.
Dog. Call of Duty, right?
No, man, Maddie.
Maybe you got her Christmas present and she's not happy with what she got. She expects you to get something else.
And if you had that $87, you'd have been able to get that better gift.
Yes, on sale, on clearance.
I already took care of her Christmas present. That shit's done. I'm out the way.
You don't know that. Maybe.
And for the past 3 weeks, me and this nigga ain't got along. But I gotta agree with Butter on this one. $87 for some points? $87.
I can't believe you got me laughing this hard. For real, I can't.
Nick, the shoes don't cost that much.
Hey, man, I got 32 car packs for that $87, so that shit was worth it to me.
Okay, do you have a freshly cut haircut? Your face all groomed up? Are you groomed up?
I cut my hair myself.
Well, motherfucker, you could have used some of that $87 to the barbershop.
You know, you could have got all cleaned up and took her out to eat for a special night. You know what I'm saying?
$87 could have took you to the bar. You and her could have had a couple of drinks, something to eat.
Don't matter. She ain't here.
And you know me. I take up any man, any chance I can get. But $87 for some points.
For some points.
Cause dude, granted.
You sound like my 18-year-old son right now.
Right. If I'd have called my girl like, hey, can I get some points on your card or something? And I understand it's your money. But like she said, and you said this, that y'all
out your mouth.
It is about y'all. $87 on some points, dog. Just think if she went on Facebook and went to Shoe Dazzle and bought $87 worth of shoes that you felt like she didn't.
Hey, what can I say? She already spent the money.
You can say something.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah, right. She spent $87, and that leaves you to pay the whole, NIPSCO, IP, what is it down there? What is your electric bill? What is it? What do they call it down there? There ain't NIPSCO down there. What is it?
Huh?
What do they call it? What does they call it? A thing you pay your electric.
It's a Northern States something. It's not NIPSCO, but it's Northern States.
Okay, well say it's NIPSCO. Say it's NIPSCO, and y'all hadn't got the bill yet, and she done seen some shoes, got excited, spent $100 on these shoes, and then come to you and ask you for some money. You like, well, I was about to ask you for $87.50 to go with this NIPSCO bill. Lord have mercy.
Oh, you spent $87 for some points?
On some points. At least she can take them shoes that she had and go look some, go out with you looking sexy, and you know what I'm saying, turn you on because she got them heels on and the booty, you know, clapping while she walking and all that. But 87 points ain't going to turn her on.
I'm going to be real with you, man. My girl gave me her credit card number. She gave me her credit card number, and I went to go buy these points. And the motherfucker was like $12.99, and I refused to buy him. Like, no, she gonna get mad about that. No, I told her, no, I ain't gonna buy him. I'm all right.
She wouldn't have got mad if he would have spent $12.99 on a pizza.
She wouldn't have got mad if
he would have spent $12.99 on a bottle of Moscato. But $12.99 on some points? Come on now.
Me personally, I feel like that's how. I mean. She just did her credit card thing. Like, what does $12.99 come from? Oh, I bought the point. I mean, to me, points is just that frivolous.
That's just like going on Facebook and paying for points to play Cityville or.
Right. She might have had to go put some gas in her car that day. And her shit, minus $12.99. So now she got to pay a motherfucking. $87 on points, dog. No, man.
And when you told her, you was going to take, you was going to buy points, right? She's thinking okay, he's going to buy points, but he ain't gonna spend no more than $10-$15. Hopefully, he ain't gonna go over $20. But you spent $87.50.
Oh.
Now, aren't those just for the points? You have to also pay to get online, don't you?
Yeah.
So don't y'all need that Microsoft Xbox something to even be online? Because it's two different cards, right?
Right. You got Xbox Live, and then you got Xbox Points.
Exactly. Right. So you have to pay for the Xbox Live. Did that include any of the Xbox Live or anything, 3 months or anything like that?
No.
He has to pay extra for that, too.
Yeah, you got to pay.
He didn't include that.
Yeah, but see, I get the yearly one, so I just pay one time per year.
Oh, you got an Xbox Live. Oh, okay.
Hold on, man. Maybe this is why you see me online every blue moon. Yeah, if I got $9.99 just to burn, yeah, I'll pay it then. But that's like $60. They ask for like $60-$70 a year.
Right.
He's like, yeah.
And you gotta. I can see if you didn't have no kids.
Problem?
Do she have any children?
Yes, she do.
So y'all got kids. You know what I'm saying?
So really, that's $147.50. Really, that's what that is. That's
no.
Really,
no, because I got the membership a few months ago, so.
I'm talking for the whole year so far, and that's not including points you bought previously this whole year.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm a gamer.
You're a gamer.
I understand that.
And not a romancer.
I'm a gamer. I take care of her, too.
When you get tired of playing the game.
I don't just go out. I don't just go out and get shit for me. I get shit for her, too.
I'm not disputing you. I know what type of dude. I know you're a stand-up type of guy, dog. I'm not disputing you. I'm not saying that you're not that type of brother. I know for a fact that you are. But $87 for some motherfucking points?
Points.
Shit.
Say that again.
Shit.
Thank you.
Man, listen, man, we have an understanding.
No, you don't. That's why she ain't confident.
She mad. Y'all ain't got to understand it. She mad.
Listen, man. We have an understanding, okay? When it comes to the gaming, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the jury, she good. Okay? We always had an understanding. I don't complain about earrings and bracelets and shit that you buy. You can't complain about my game.
Push come to shove, she can pawn that. You can't pawn them points.
Right.
Well, I can pawn the game with the points inside the game.
You can go anywhere and get jewelry, and it look cute, and it'd be nothing but $2 or $3.
I'm really reaching here, and I'm really trying to understand your point. But the game? I mean, dog, seriously. Like I said,
this is a game. This is something that can actually.
I just gave the credit card number she told.
What if your computer break and the Xbox break? Them 8750 is
in the end. I looked at it, and I was finna buy the points, and I'm like, man, that's $12.99. And I'm like, dude, I honestly like, man, she ain't finna get all in at me talking about, no, you spent $12.99 on a game? And here you is to spend $87. I'm going to buy that $12.99 point.
Go for it, man. Shit.
I needed
the points, goddammit, and I got the points.
You didn't need them tomorrow, but I still got the goddamn points. You didn't need nothing, because like you said, you had food.
Over some points. Dude, look here, man. All bullshit aside, that game ain't that serious for you and your girl to be getting into it about.
For real.
We didn't get into it.
You got it, she ain't called.
You don't just say she mad.
Right.
Well, I don't consider that an argument. I won.
Oh, my God. Lord Jesus. You digging a hole for yourself, nigga. Shut up.
She ain't here, so she can't hear me.
Right.
She could be listening.
You might be wondering where she is. If she's got my $12.99, I mean $87.
Shit.
Oh, fucking well. I did it, goddammit.
Okay, be a big badass. If she's sitting over a friend's house listening on the internet, are you being a badass?
Look at mine. Don't do that.
Hopefully
shit
she come home tonight.
I mean, I'm talking about
what she gonna do. I mean, she what?
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Okay, he being a badass. Okay.
I mean, I ain't sure she gonna do nothing like that, dog, but. $87 is a lot to spend on a damn. I mean, the video game itself don't cost that much.
Hey, man, look, I look at it like this, man. I done spent and spent and spent and spent. All the kids got the shit that they wanted. And I took $87 for myself. I don't think it's nothing wrong with that. I really don't.
You might have
$87 at the wrong time. In your early 20s, that's not. But, dog, you 40-something years old. $87 for some game points?
Yeah, if you would have spent $87 on, you know, a pair of shoes, some clothes, a coat, you know what I'm saying?
I got all that shit already.
No, you don't.
I need that shit today.
No, you don't.
I needed those points.
No,
you
don't
got what she wants you to have.
You wearing coats from 3 years ago. Buy you a new coat, nigga. Stop wearing them damn points.
I got a coat last winter. That motherfucker last another winter. I got my points, goddammit. I took time out.
Were you with her last winter?
Yes, we were together last winter.
Mm.
You're just mad, a motherfucker.
And she expects you to upgrade, nigga. Stop it.
Well, shit, if she want me to have a new coat, goddammit, she go buy me a coat. I'm
Damn.
Buying the points.
Damn.
Damn, bro.
Damn.
I need the points, man. Man, I done spent like, what?
You don't need to tell us. You don't need to tell us. $47.50. Don't need to tell us. Nobody needs to know.
No, it's way more than that. More like
$400. I understand your point, bro. I understand your point. But I'm just saying.
Man, what's wrong with that, man? I don't see nothing wrong with that. As long as everybody's taken care of, then I think that's time for you.
I understand that, dog. And I understand that, but
okay.
Me first.
I have one question. I might have already asked it already. Okay. So you basically said that all of the bills is paid, all of the food is in the house, even the, like, sweets and little things that she like. All of Christmas is done, decorations, all of that, and there's nothing, needed, right?
Correct.
And you done took her. You done took her out to eat. You done
okay,
took.
No,
her.
We don't go out to eat.
But I think I know what you're doing with this. So I'm gonna ask the question. I'm gonna get straight to the chase.
Go ahead, please.
If everything good, what ticked her off then?
The amount.
She got the same. She thinks the same way y'all think. $87 for some points.
That's childish.
Yeah.
Really, it is. That's something that my 18-year-old son would do if he got his check. Instead of going to buy himself sweaters for the winter or a different pair of shoes or, you know what I'm saying, something that he needs for school or something, he'll go and buy a game that costs, you know, more than what it's worth. And then he coming back to me. Then he coming back to me in 2 weeks, asking me, can you get this for me?
So in other words, brother, what you're saying is that he, in a sense, he's spending on his wants, not his needs.
Right.
And maybe that's what your girl was thinking, that you were spending on your wants and not more.
Oh, that's not correct. I needed those.
You didn't
points.
Need no damn.
But,
Xbox.
But did you need 6,000 points? That's the my
yes.
That's my whole thing. You did not need 6,000 points.
No, not
I
at
had
once.
To get the
not
collection.
At once. You didn't.
So y'all don't understand, because see, y'all not gamers. I needed to finish that collection off. I needed those points to finish
you
off that collection.
You didn't need to finish it off at once.
Okay, now what did you get out of this collection? All right, dog, I'm on your side. But now explain to me, what did you get out of this collection?
I get bragging rights. I the first one to finish that collection.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Huh? I mean,
I get points and cards for finishing each collection.
Okay, wait.
I think it was a good deal.
I'm not a gamer like that, so I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, you get bragging rights with who?
Because ain't nobody
all
out
my
here
friends
you
online.
Need to brag to. Like, what? We don't get it.
Huh?
With the people that I play with online, man, my friends online.
Oh,
right. Well, I'm just hearing online, but I don't see nothing about it.
Oh,
well, I thought
let's do some rag
guy.
On. I got $87.50 and you don't.
No,
it's on who gets the card first.
Hold on, man. And no, all bullshit aside. Now, if I go bad Madden 13 and I get on there and I play you, is it something that you're going to have special that I'm not going to have?
Yep, a better team.
I mean, a better team how?
With the cards that I get from the collections. Every time you finish a collection, you get a card. You can add that card to your team, which boosts your team. So when you do go online, your team may be at 99. The person you're playing's team could be at 60. You're going to win the game regardless. That's what the collection is all about. It's about getting the cards and putting the cards on your particular team.
So when
to boost
you
your rating.
Because I don't get the game, period. So basically, regardless of how good he can play the game, because you got 99 points and he only got 60, you going to win.
My team is going to be better than his. You play the way your team is formed is the way you play. If your team is in the 80s, your team is going to play like a team that's in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? A 99 is more than 80.
Really?
You see what I'm saying? If my team is rated 99, your team is rated 80, my team is going to beat your team 9 times out of 10.
Lord have mercy.
That's what
is
it's
that
all about.
Is that why I keep losing on this damn game?
Huh?
Is that why I keep losing? Because I ain't bought no points.
I don't know. You playing wrestling. See, I don't play the wrestling. I don't know how the wrestling goes.
I mean, because we got people on there that are some motherfucking pros, and they be whooping my ass. However, I did whoop a motherfucker in the top 10. I did whoop one motherfucker in the top 10. He said it was a fluke, but I beat him nevertheless. But, I mean.
That's crazy.
$87 because I felt like, okay, I'm just as good as this dude, but he got, it's like his shit is more powered than mine. Is that what it is? Because he probably got more points.
You can buy that.
Thanks. You can use the points to build up your character.
Nah, well, he going to keep winning, right?
High five. I'm glad you said that.
I'm just saying,
you know, I thought it was a great deal, so I went for it.
You know what I'm saying? She didn't think so. So, you know, I don't
know. Okay,
let
me ask you this question. If there was a sale for you to get 10,000 points and it costs the same amount as a clearance sale for a sex swing, which one would you buy?
I'm going to buy the points.
Lord Jesus.
That was pretty obvious. I'm on better points. I mean, I won't make this mistake again.
Personally, I don't think it was a mistake, but
you just made it by saying what you just said. You just made that mistake again by saying that you would buy some points instead of buying a sex swing.
Okay. What's your point?
I'm going to keep my mouth closed.
Everybody don't use sex swings. So what the fuck I need it for?
She want it.
Well,
or you
want to
surprise her. You want to surprise her and bring something new into the bedroom.
Nah, we good on that.
Don't worry about that, dog. Because that's what you want? Because you ain't feeling that?
Lord
Jesus. I feeling what, the swing?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Well, what is she feeling it? What does she want it? What does she like it?
Then if she expressed that, then that's something that we would try.
Well, I mean, maybe you can surprise her.
And guess what? If you get the sex swing, I mean, that should have been first your answer anyway, because even if you got the sex swing and it didn't excite her, you can always take that back. You can't take no points back.
You can't take that sex swing back neither. Once you bought it, it's there.
If it's wrapped up or whatever and all of that, I don't know, because I don't have one.
Well, I ain't
if it's still in the packaging and everything, you can't.
Well,
take it
back. I guess if you ain't never opened it, then
right?
Yeah,
like say he brought the sex swing in the house, and she say, "What is this?" And he said, "Maybe I bought us a sex swing." She's like, "You better take that shit back where you got it from. It ain't been opened." He's liable 99% chance he gonna get his money back, or
yeah,
he'll get credit to get other things, right?
Yeah. He can take that back. Ben, I thought you meant like if they used it.
No. I'm saying like, you know what I'm saying? If he's saying that he don't know if she like it, and I'm saying basically, I would rather you go and get a sex swing, not knowing that I like it, and then see if I like it, than to go and buy points that you can't take back.
Or a pole, you know.
You know what I'm
pole.
Saying? I might not, you know, I might be game to get on the pole instead of sitting there watching you play the game all damn night.
Or exercise ball.
You know?
That's all right. She'll be back.
Another Quaalude, she loves you even more, huh, Brian?
Damn, Skippy.
Oh, no.
In the morning.
No, real talk though, man. You might want to kind of think more about y'all than yourself. That's,
yeah, really. Because you sounding selfish right now. You might want to apologize to her if she come home tonight. Apologize.
She gonna bring her ass home?
Y'all, hold on. Look, so you've been kind of quiet tonight. What you got to say on this?
I think that this whole situation, I can't believe we're having this conversation. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Ain't it though?
Thank you.
I mean, I'm with you. Okay, I understand. You know, with three extra few dollars, and you didn't feel like that was a whole lot. You know, to spend on something for you, but I mean, I'm with your woman, and I'm with whoever else said you didn't need 6,000 points. You could have done with 1,600 or 2,000 or, you know what I'm saying? You didn't need $87 worth. But, I mean, even if you'd have spent half of that, you still would have had half left to do something to y'all. You catered to only yourself.
Selfish.
Janine, what you think? Hello?
She got off the phone because she can't believe this bullshit.
Because she already know the truth.
Ain't it?
Ain't too much. I don't even know why you even asked me that
first. So everybody against me, huh?
Ain't nobody saying you couldn't. I'm all about y'all having y'all game and playing it, but sometimes y'all go too far.
Right.
But if everything else
That's
is
all.
Taken care of, what's wrong?
It don't,
see,
it
y'all,
doesn't
y'all
matter.
Not hearing me.
Honestly, it's probably you probably go too far already as it is because you play the game like it's your other girlfriend or something. And then on top of that, you went and spent $87 on your other bitch. So. Yeah.
Because we got to look at this. We could look at this father if you really want to go there. How long is it going to take you to get this collection? How many late nights and hours you going to be on the game trying to finish your collection? Then you got
to
use the collection.
You don't have to play.
Then you got to use the collection and play every motherfucking body on the internet. How many hours that's going to be? See, now we ain't even, you don't want to go past the money part, okay?
Right.
Because now we talking about your
time. We can go past the money part.
Okay, well,
you know what? I don't have to play the game like that. I don't have to play a game like that.
You do because you already said you a gamer. You already said you a gamer.
Hey, we ain't got to go there. I love my rap.
No, but he said he was a gamer. You didn't say you was a gamer. He said he was a gamer.
Now, hold on. I'm not a gamer. I'm not a gamer like that, but I'm a wrestling fanatic, and I just recently got the new WWE 13, and yes, I am. I mean, when I cut it on, I mean, I'm cool until I cut it on. When I cut it on, I'm gonna tell you how bad it is. I don't cut it on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, because if I cut it on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, y'all not going to hit me on this show. And that's how serious I get in it.
Imagine how it is at his house.
Right. And I'm saying, he got points. He's got $87 worth of points.
So imagine how much attention she gets.
Nothing.
She gets all the attention, man.
Who's
okay, lying? See, y'all have a misunderstanding. I don't play the game like that.
Oh,
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. True enough, when I do cut the game on, I may play for 4 or 5 hours. That's true.
Hold on.
We talking 2, 3 in the morning.
I'm about to say, motherfucker. I didn't have the game on the past week or so, and every time 3 in the morning come on, you on there? Get off my goddamn pole!
But it's 2, 3 in the morning. Everybody's sleeping.
That don't matter. You got to go to work. So that's time we already missed apart. Then you playing the game. She might have some. It's like, it takes
some.
She
wanted
some
at 8 o'clock in the morning, but you on the game. She
no,
wanted some.
What does she want
true.
You in the bed?
Then I'm in the bed. We have our time together, too. We have our little movie night. Stuff like that. We have our game night. So we have our time together, too.
So y'all have a schedule.
In the game night, too?
No, we have game night where we have other couples come up and we play little board games together.
But hold on, dog. We got Waylo on the line. Waylo, what's happening?
Hey,
what's
Waylo.
Problem?
Hey,
Waylo.
Hey, Waylo.
How
what's
you doing?
Waylo, let's get your intake on this, dog.
Hold on. Let me finish first. Let me finish before you bring Waylo in. Let me finish.
All right.
We have our movie night. We have our couples board game night, and we have our bingo night.
So if she's horny night, outside of that, you can't help her out.
Say what?
So if she horny or freaky outside of the schedule that you got planned for her, she can't help. You can't help her out.
That's not what I said.
Okay,
y'all said, well, when do y'all have time? When do y'all have time together? I'm just explaining to you, those are our times together that we do normally every single week. Those are our times together every single week, no matter what. We have our movie night, we have our bingo night, and we have our couples night. That's every single week.
Okay, all right, dog. All right, then.
What do we do every week?
This is not Waylo.
I don't give a damn.
This is my sister, man. She's back, so.
I'm talking to Waylo.
I know you're talking to Waylo. Damn it, let me do my show.
Hey, Waylo. Dead City Radio.
What's your sister? She sent you pictures. All right, Waylo, motherfucker, I said she sent your picture. Don't make me get loud with you, nigga. Yeah, my sister sent your goddamn picture. Motherfucker, don't make me get loud with you again.
Why are you cussing at me, dog? I'm in a good mood and shit. You know, everything. Can we all just get along? Shit.
Yeah, so get along, but motherfucker, just answer the question when I get to talking.
Ask the motherfucking question then, shit.
You say, hey, what the fuck is wrong with my shit out there?
He's butter still here on the phone.
Yeah, but it's not that.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, butter.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm wonderful.
All right, well, good. Let me ask you a question, dog. I mean, my man, he in a dilemma here. His girl mad at him. Because instead of...
Bro, which one in a dilemma? Which one?
The show, please.
Yes, I'm
right
there with you. Which one is in a dilemma? I'm picking your ass up tonight, whoever in a dilemma.
All right. My man is in a dilemma here. My man, Tommy, in a dilemma. He say that he explain it to him.
There ain't nothing to explain.
I'll explain it.
I went out and bought some damn points, and she got mad.
87. Hold on. You play Xbox, dog?
Nah.
You don't play Xbox. You don't play PlayStation, nothing like that.
Who got mad over the
phone? Nah. I got one on play, though. I know what he's talking about, though.
Shut up. You don't play the game?
Nah.
He one of them. There he go. He one of them grown ass. He's too grown to play shit. He kills me.
I ain't too grown to play. Motherfucker just got dust on it. That's all.
Play along with us, Waylo. God damn.
He got other things to do with his time.
I'm mad that don't play the game. I thought I'd never see it.
So okay. Anyway, he bought some points.
He bought $87.50 worth.
Fucking
name.
Godfather, Father Time,
because Waylo
don't know his motherfucking name. I
call him, okay.
Please.
Okay, once again, like I was saying, Waylo, let's hypothetically speak this.
Father Time.
If you say Father Time name one more time, I'm going to choke the shit out of you.
I
want to
hear any nigga voice. What is Waylo, Father Time, motherfucking
Bruce? Oh, Lord.
Waylo.
What's up?
Can I get my sister out? Yes. Little sister, can I please get my sister out?
Yes.
See, this is why you don't have people in the studio with you.
Straight up. I was invited.
Shout out.
I was invited.
All right. Now, Waylo, check this out. You and your girl together. It's Christmas time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Following you and her, y'all did your thing, y'all done went to shopping and shit, and you go out and you say, well, baby, I'm gonna go buy me a couple of points for the game. She tell you okay.
No, I also said, do you need me to pick you anything up while I'm out?
Some squares and tacos.
Shut your ass up. So now she said no, but you come back home and say, I went and bought 6,000 points.
Well, she asked you, well, how much does 6,000 points cost? $87. Now, you just spent $87 on points for a game. I mean, do you expect her to get, I mean, she get mad. Do you think she got a legitimate reason to get mad?
Damn right, because that $87
could have
went towards
your
game. No, I don't think she got a legitimate reason to be mad. If you ask her if she wanted anything back, she said, no, you bought something for yourself. Now, if she
had to put some bill money
on some other shit,
that was the last of the money, though.
That was the last of the money, though?
Yeah.
It ain't the last of the money.
You said you took the last of the money and bought. And
no, I never said that. I said I spent $87. I never said it was the last of the money.
Did.
I never ever said that. No, we can take a poll. I never said that.
Yes, you did.
No, he didn't. He never said all the money. He said, I spent the money. Well, when you say I spent the money, that sounds like I spent all the money.
This ain't the last of the money. I'll make it do what it do. Straight off.
I mean, when he said, I took the money. Like he basically, that's what it sounded like. He took the last of the money because she got mad. There's no reason for her to get mad if there's more money to do other things with, right? But he made it seem as though.
No, I did not.
Okay. Okay.
All right. If it wasn't the last of the money, then no, that shouldn't be no issue. Hello?
That's exactly what I said, Janine.
I mean, everybody spent their money differently. I just wouldn't.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he got common sense. He got common sense to know if he got something else he needs to buy, he would have bought it instead of buying them points, but he got the bread.
He
a penny pincher,
right? I wouldn't. It's just like if I saw some $100 shoes, I'm just because they $100. No
matter
how much
you got
$100
in your pocket.
Well, so if I have $100,
whatever.
Hold
on, hold on a second,
y'all. I ain't about to buy no $100 pair of shoes. I'm just not going to do it.
Why not?
Hold on a second, y'all. Let me say something. Hey, man, I apologize, man. I didn't know we was in there. That's why I said that, just to let you know. But that was good looking. You hear me? He know what I'm talking about. I apologize, dog. My bad. Good looking. All right, go ahead, y'all.
What I was saying is if you want to get some shit and you got the money to get it, then by all means get the shit. If you see a pair of shoes that cost $100 and you got the money,
I'm saying that's not what I would spend my money on, because that's not what, I don't have a shoe fetish or, you see what I'm saying? That's why I say everybody have their preferences on what they would. Now, I'm going to go on a lavish trip and spend money all day long to travel.
If you go on a lavish trip,
if
you go on a lavish trip and you see a motherfucking a shrimp platter with lobster and all this other shit and this fucking plate costs $87, would you buy the plate?
No, not for food.
Why not?
Because it's... When I know I can get into people,
what if there was some
wouldn't?
Shit that you ain't never had before?
I wouldn't do it.
All right,
okay.
Let's do a better scenario.
Wait, wait, no, hold that thought. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Hi, it's Chrissy.
How you doing?
I'm
going
to make a copy of it.
I'm fine.
Sit down now. Look in that bottom drawer right there.
All right, okay. Go ahead, man. Make your point, dude.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say, for instance, you seen some lingerie and it came with a vibrator, right? This vibrator
uh-huh.
was guaranteed to give you 15 orgasms in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Cost $87.
Okay.
Now, you just bought a vibrator that cost $15.
That is.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't spend that money for that guaranteed 15 orgasms in 2 minutes?
I'll buy the $15 one and then get the man to give me the other one.
And all I'm paying is $57.
Shut the hell up.
And then this is what I want to say. Okay, Mike Wella, I don't know if you was on here when I made this comment, okay? Now, that $87 that he spent on some non-refundable points, he could have went and bought a sex swing, right? To please his girl,
true.
Right?
True.
And if she didn't like it, if he didn't open it and, you know, set it up and everything, he could take that back, and then buy the.
But you
got to
think about it. That $87,000 for
a
point that
he bought
going to last
him a little while. This man wanted to spend $87 on some point. My point is, go spend your $87 and bring your motherfucking game winning ass on to the crib, and we gonna do the rest of it.
That's just like I said. Them points gonna last him a little while too, and he gonna get something that he enjoys.
No. Them points is going to last him until he gets some more money in his pocket. Then he's going to say, I need about 5,000 more points, baby.
I'm done with points. I don't need no more points. I got the collection.
Until 2013 comes, and then they're going to come out with a new collection.
Exactly.
And he's going to be like, bigger. I need
bigger and better collection.
Well, if you play the game heavy, I know how it is, because I did used to play the Xbox, and, like, my little character on my game, my little avatar dude, his little baseball cat, that costed
$24. I need a refill.
Damn.
Yeah, right. Cannot get refill.
Hey,
man,
that's
talking
to,
motherfucker.
He spent
$87. He ain't spending no. You know what? Hold on, man. This is my point. Push me on mute, because I'm going to fuck up. I told
you this was
something
that. The picture
coming down.
The picture
coming down
tomorrow.
What picture coming down?
I don't even know what's going
on
right now.
You said
all
your
picture coming
down
tomorrow, motherfucker.
I'm blocking you off the goddamn page.
What picture? I know you.
Hey, that's that scene from Harlem Nights.
Well, Richard Pryor, her A. Murphy, now you just make sure everything's cool. You got a certain way of saying hello.
Right.
Yeah, he got that Barry White voice when he say hi.
Right. He's like that Friday. What's that Friday after next? Yeah, your sister said hi. Looking out and all that shit.
You got that lined up right there.
All right, so now look here, Father Time. Check this out, man. You might want to go on and apologize to your girl and tell her that you got so many points.
Hopefully, yeah, tell her, do it like this. Hopefully I wasn't being selfish. I hope you don't think I was trying to be selfish. Or...
I don't understand it.
You don't understand
it? I mean, I'm hearing what y'all saying, but I'm just not understanding what's going on here.
Well,
what's wrong with a man?
No,
I pay all the bills around this motherfucker. I make sure everybody's fed. What's wrong with a man taking a little time out to buy something that he wants for himself?
Tell Oprah Winfrey what's going on.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, sweetheart?
I said tell the ghetto Oprah Winfrey what's going on.
The ghetto Oprah Winfrey, okay. So they have a problem with me spending money on myself for once. I don't see nothing wrong with that. If the house is,
ain't
if the
no
home is taken
bro.
Care of.
Nobody here got a problem with that, do they? All say ah. Okay, now what are you talking about?
Hey, I'm just.
$87 on your stuff. Matter of fact, go get them points and get 60 more points, and then come on through. We're going to put the red light special on for you, Father Time.
See, that's what's up. See, that's what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing wrong with spending on yourself every once in a while when you're able to.
Oh, what's up? My sister's talking crazy to you, nigga.
I remember it was in the bag. I don't know what happened to the bag. Because I don't put it in my sleep.
Fuck this shit.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Back on this show again.
I mean, everybody do the same thing. All you ladies, y'all spend on yourself. Every once in a while. I mean, a person should have that right. You should have
you
the right to buy something that you want for yourself every once in a while. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to say like
this.
And
it doesn't matter how much it costs.
I'm going to say like this. I make sure that I've bought my reefer. When I get my check, I make sure that I have my reefer. But if I know that there's other things that I can do, I'm not going to buy as much as I can buy. Because there's other things that I can do.
But you still don't buy your reefer.
Something for yourself. Exactly.
But guess
you
what? You can buy a $5 bag, a $10 bag, a $15 bag, a $20
bag. You don't even $5 bags.
What?
You know, I already told us that.
What?
Well, that's why she can't give up them $10.
A weed connoisseur is not going to buy no $10 bag of weed.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. We ain't going there today.
A weed connoisseur is not going to buy no $10 bag of weed.
I mean, considering the fact that there's always somebody else that's going to make sure I'm smoking, I might not even have to spend it.
Hold on, I got to go back to something. That's a great point. Now, buddy, you've been very outspoken with me tonight, but that's a great – how you going to call me selfish?
Let me explain. I can call you selfish because – I can call you selfish because I pay all my bills, and I might not spend money on reefer at all, but I'm a smoke.
But how can you call me selfish when if I was your man, you wouldn't even give me $10? Well, now, aren't we both selfish? I bought 87 points, but you're going to give me 10. Don't that make both of us selfish?
It depends on the situation now. Considering the fact that the situation I probably was in when I made that comment, meaning that I took care of me and mine without him pitching in, no,
okay.
I can't.
Nah,
but
nah,
I really took care of the house.
Hold
house
on, dog.
Done.
Hold on, man. We got some money on your side, man. We got some money on your side. I'm looking at the motherfucking witch call,
And Miss Kitty just said that women buy hair, they buy nails. Hold on, let me get this out. Let me get this. Women buy hair, nails, pedicures, and all that shit. And I think she's meaning that.
And it benefits the man.
Hold on now. She said we cheat on bills too. Now, overall, she said we buy hair, nails, get pedicures, and we cheat on our bills too. So she's on your side, dog.
But that benefits the man. How is $87.50 worth of points going to benefit your woman? Is she going to come while you playing the game?
Hey, you got to think about it. That's his happy medium. Every man, every woman needs a happy medium.
If your motherfucking ass ain't here in 2.5 seconds, that's your ass, nigga.
He's not on the show. How will he hear you? He's not on the show.
It's a radio station. He hears. Damn.
Okay.
It's gonna be all right. Take the cut. Take the glass. Take the glass.
Well, thank you, Miss Kitty. I'm glad you see things my way. Cause I don't think it's not wrong with you buying something for yourself every once in a while. Hell, everybody does that. Everybody done cheated on the bill, like she said. Everybody done cheated on the bill. We all have to get something that we want.
So did you cheat on any bills to get these points?
Who
no,
got the
all
right?
I'm going to choke her. I know.
Like I
think
the home is taken care of.
Okay, well, you know what, dog? Okay, fuck it. Home taken care of, man. I mean, maybe she probably feel like, okay, maybe it's just a little something extra she want. You know what, dog? Maybe if you sit down and ask her and... just see, was it something else that she wanted that she just didn't say? That's all.
I know what the problem is, dog. The problem is not the points. The problem is, I can't believe you spent that much on points. That's the problem.
Because, see, sometimes women might think that playing a game is childish, but they're not going to say nothing because that's your, like Waylo said, that's your happy medium. But then when you go overboard, she already thinks it's something that really is not needed. And then you go overboard and spend all of that money. That's almost $100 on points. Not a new joystick or an actual game, but points.
Well, now hold on. Now, once again, Miss Kitty. Hey, Miss
really?
Kitty. Hold on. Hey, Miss Kitty's entitled her opinion too.
Really?
She said it benefits ourselves so we can look good. And, hey.
Who we looking good for? You my nigga and I'm your girl.
Hold on. I ain't your girl. I'm your brother. Dude.
I'm not talking to you.
If I hit you with this damn right hand, you're going to find out.
No.
Miss Kitty said that your girl needs to find her a hobby.
My hobby is my nigga. And if you want to spend $87 on yourself, baby, do that.
I'm just saying, Miss Kitty said, and this which we call, we talking online, Miss Kitty said that your girl needs to find a hobby if she's mad at you. So she has, Miss Kitty's on your side.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, my sister is too.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. If she was on Facebook, what's that thing where they have like an avatar and they have little dresses and they dress up and do their different hair and they have to have points and all? Okay, if she spent that on dressing up a chick on the computer, would you feel like that's okay?
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Oh.
I do the same thing on the video game, so how can I get mad at her for doing the same thing I'm doing?
Free.
I can't get mad.
Free. Well, my hobby would be I'd be in Paris somewhere. You could be sitting at home on your game.
Okay.
Shit. Your motherfucking ass in Paris. I'm in Paris too with the gang.
Wow, you're going to bring it with you.
Yeah.
That's a waste of time. That's a waste of time. That time you're doing in Paris, you shouldn't have no reason to get on a game.